You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Amid a diplomatic standoff, Maldives Foreign Minister Musa Zamir on Wednesday arrived in New Delhi on an official visit to India to discuss bilateral ties between the two countries. During his visit, the two sides will discuss bilateral and regional issues and seek ways to provide impetus to our multifaceted relationship. Union Minister Smriti Irani responded to Priyanka Gandhi's claim that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is not speaking based on facts in his speeches, challenging the Congress General Secretary and her brother Rahul Gandhi to have an open debate on any issue with a Bharatiya Janata Party spokesperson. Reacting to Smriti Irani's comments, Congress spokesperson Supriya Srinath challenged the minister to have a debate with her. Russia rejected the United States' claims of the involvement of Indian officials in the plot to assassinate Khalistani separatist leader Gurpatwant Singh Pannun, saying that Washington has not given any credible information or evidence so far. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova alleged that the U.S. was trying to unbalance the internal political situation in India and complicate the ongoing general elections. LSG skipper KL Rahul won the toss and elected to bat first, but the decision backfired for them as they lost Quinton de Kock and Marcus Stoinis early in the power play, which put pressure on Rahul, and he went into his shell once again. After the match, LSG owner Sanjeev Goenka was seen having an animated chat with skipper Rahul on the ground. It didn't look a pleasant sight as Goenka looked miffed with the team's performances, and many suggested he should have waited to get to the dressing room or a meeting room to have that conversation instead of doing it in a public place. Richa Chaddha, who is earning praise for her performance in Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Heera Mandi, The Diamond Bazaar, reacted to Nora Fatehi's recent "Women Should Be Nurturers" comments, saying that she does not fully agree with being told what women should do and shouldn't. She further added that the cues should be learned from nature and gave an example of how a family of lions cope after the birth of a cub.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.